I'm going to call this meeting to order, the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors for March 4th, 2014. Please rise for a pledge to our flag and remain standing for a moment of silence for Marilyn Ohm, former wife of Bill Ohm, who served on this board from 1973 to 1981.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Okay, we will begin this morning with a presentation at the American Red Cross, American Red Cross Month.
Thank you, Chairman DeMartini, members of the Council and our staff and other staff within Stanislaus County and community members. March is Red Cross Month in Stanislaus County. We've been serving since 1917 or 97 years. In front of you and also out along the kiosk is information on every 16 hours and our Civil Life Saturday, which is coming up this Saturday, as well as some information on how our local Red Cross office serves Stanislaus County. I do want to make sure and thank you for the support that has come through Stanislaus County Community Development Block Grants that has made sure that we've been able to provide for those who suffer loss from home fire and have safe lodging and counseling and replacement prescriptions and a myriad of other support services that we provide to victims of home fire. And also the opportunity to prepare with the county. Stanislaus County has been so very generous to the American Red Cross through the operation of emergency services, through the support that has come through that grant, that we have been able to buy critical supplies to help prepare our community all across the county. We have emergency supplies in every corner of the county, a large part due to thanks to being partners on the Homeland Security Grant through the operation of emergency services. We also are very, very fortunate in this county to be included in almost, I would say, every exercise, the planning of those exercises, and the opportunity to bring volunteer support into those exercises. So then, should there be an incident, we are ready to prepare and respond and work in collaboration under our County Office of Emergency Services and other officials. So thank you for that. In Stanislaus County, we respond to a fire every 36 hours. A home fire, that's the average, every 36 hours. This piece, which is every 16 hours, represents how many times we respond throughout our capital region, which stems from the Oregon border down to the base of Stanislaus County and out to Highway 5 and then into the Sierras. So we are a very busy chapter, we're a very busy region, and we know that the majority of disasters that happen in the United States are home fire. We have hurricanes, we have tornadoes, earthquakes, say that softly, but really the vast majority of disasters are home fires. And in the capital region, we respond every 16 hours. So this piece shares some information on preparing yourself, preparing your home, being prepared yourself to be careful during being able to get out, being prepared, and also in wildfires. So that is there for you to read and share. Our Save a Life Saturday, we have been doing CPR Saturdays and Save a Life Saturdays now for 30 years in Stanislaus County, and it is an effort to prepare the community at large. And we're at Vintage Fair Mall on Saturday providing free services. We'll be there all day, compression-only CPR stations to learn preparedness and also children's activities. So we're really grateful for that partnership with the community as well. And then we'll be at the Apricot Festival in end of May, June for the exact same event over 2 days. So thank you for the time to be here today, the opportunity to say thank you, and for you to honor Red Cross being March is Red Cross Month. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that presentation. I have a certificate I'd like to present to you if you walk up to the dais. Mm-hmm. We certainly appreciate everything that the Red Cross does. You're really the world's first responder. So not only just here in Stanislaus County or California, but worldwide, wherever the need arises, the Red Cross is always there. So I have a certificate from the board. Yeah, I'm just going to read the last paragraph. I won't read all the recitals. But the resolution itself says, now therefore be it resolved that the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim March 2014 as American Red Cross Month. The Board of Supervisors encourages all Americans to support this organization and its noble humanitarian mission. So thank you for everything you do, for a job well done. Okay, I'm going to present this. Would you like to have any the last word?
I always like the last word. Thanks to the Board of Supervisors, not the Council. I want that on record. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks again for everything you've done. Okay, this is the time for our meeting for public comment for anybody wishing to speak on an item that is not on today's agenda. I have one speaker card, Carmen Sabatino.
Thank you, Supervisor. As you know, I appeared here and spoke on an agenda item that you had regarding the turning in of prescription drugs, and you voted 5-0 on a program for that. Since then, I did a little research, and Supervisor O'Brien is partially right. If you call 800 Walgreens, at their corporate office, they will tell you that they will accept all prescriptions that you want to get rid of. The price, bill has gone up. It's not $2.99 anymore. It's $3.95. So I think we ought to tell the people of this county that that service is available. That for $3.95 you can take your prescription drugs to Walgreens. The other thing that you can do is that they will also accept syringes, which is not part of the program that you voted on 5-0. That program said that they would not accept syringes. The only qualification was that it had to be in a plastic empty soap bottle or something to that effect. You also have a Department of Environmental Resources, and I am told that they also will take prescription drugs. There's some doubt about that. Information is not there. So all in all, you voted 5-0 for a duplication of a program that already exists, and what exists is better than what you voted on. There's another matter, and it's a question that we all should answer. Why would I voluntarily want to turn over my medical information, my prescriptions, that I don't take anymore? Why would I voluntarily turn that over to law enforcement? It's a voluntary search warrant. So in any event, I would hope that this board would work with the Department of Environmental Resources and make it known that there are other ways of doing this, that you can turn your prescription drugs for $3.95, and they will accept syringes, which the program you voted on will not. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your comments, Mr. Sabatino. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment on an item that is not on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will move to the consent calendar. Does anybody on this board wish to pull an item from the consent calendar? Anybody from our audience wish to pull an item on the consent calendar for a separate vote? I cannot hear what you said, Carmen, if you come. Item A6 is on consent. Okay, we'll come back to that once we take care of everything else. We'll come back to that item. Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar except for item A6.
I will make the motion.
Second it.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to approve the consent calendar except for item A6. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion is carried 4-0. Okay, item A6. Do you want a staff report or would you just like to make... Floor is yours. Oh, you want staff report?
Actually, Chairman, we don't have a staff report prepared on this item. This was at the request of the chair.
It really isn't necessary. I read in the paper this morning, Supervisor DeMartini, that you have decided to step down from the Water Committee. I don't know which one of you to congratulate, Terry or you. I think that cuts both ways. You know, there's been, from the very beginning when this started, there's been some hesitation about turning this issue over to 21 people. When we fought against the sale of water to San Francisco, the MID also went to this, we'll get a committee going. I quite frankly think that 21 members of a committee is delaying. Although it's 100 days, wouldn't it be much better if you had experts, scientists, people who know about what's going on with water? 21 people on the committee represents to me people who are there to protect their interests, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they're there to protect their own interests or the interests of their clients. And what you have here, and Supervisor DeMartini, you made that appointment, although I don't think you know really much about him, you said, but you did appoint Mike Lynch. Mr. Lynch is a political consultant. One of his big clients is Bill Lyons. So that doesn't give a perspective. It's okay as long as we all know. Where he is and where he is coming from. So the process is going to go through, but I want you to know that every member of that committee should be, how should I say it, not investigated, but should be vetted. We want to know who we're talking about and who is there, and I'm here to tell you now that Mr. Lynch's activities in the water sale were profound. The amount of money that the MID gave Mr. Lynch and his organization, I'm not going to say because I know it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So knowing that, Terry, I just wish you good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen.
Carmen, I'm just going to just jump in really quick just to let you know. The Water Advisory Committee does have a technical advisory committee, which is made up of the scientists and the specialists, which will be advising.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry I left that out. No, that's okay. I wish Mr. Vance could have been on that committee.
And he'll probably be in the audience and be taking part in it.
I hope so.
We're not Modesto Irrigation District, we're the county and not that district from those years when that took place, and so things are done differently here. So just for what...
That was only 2 years ago.
But okay. They have a different board now than they did back then. So.
Well, I understand. Thank you.
I appreciate your input. Thanks, Carmen.
Okay. I'm sure Mr. Withrow will do a fine job on that committee. Okay.
Motion to approve Supervisor Withrow being appointed to the Water Committee.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve item 6, putting Terry Withrow on the Water Advisory Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
And motion's carried 4-0. Okay, we will now move to agenda item B7. So it's an item I've been looking forward to. Adopt the healthy living resolution for Stanislaus Wells County to encourage physical activity and nutritious eating. Dr. Walker, it's good to see you here today.
Good morning.
Jim, can I just jump in real quick? Just to let everybody know where Supervisor Chiesa is today, that he is on county business. And I noticed he's missing here today, and I just want to make sure. Appreciate he made the point when I was gone one day that I was on county business out in D.C., and he's off in D.C. doing stuff on behalf of our county here. So,
I'm sure he's there enjoying the weather. Hey, Doctor.
Good morning, Supervisor DeMartini, members of the board, Mr. Rice, and those assembled here today. This morning is a celebration, and I'm expecting confetti to fall from the ceiling any moment, because this is a great day in Stanislaus County. I'm John Walker, public health officer, and with me this morning is Esmeralda Gonzalez, our agency's chronic diseases and injury prevention manager. So with the next slide, this quote, health begins where people work, live, learn, and play, was first proposed by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and then adopted by the Centers for Disease Control. And our intent this morning is to share with you how we in Stanislaus County have been implementing this national initiative. Next slide, please. So this successful approach to a healthy community has really been focused around the spectrum of prevention, partnerships and coalitions, organizational practices, and most notably this morning, public policies. Next, please. You may remember this slide regarding the spectrum of prevention. So much in health, we talk about individual initiatives, but at the very top, you see there influencing policy and legislation. Most notably in this county are our partnerships and collaboration. We have our Community Transformation Grant, our HEART Coalition, and our Framework for a Thriving Stanislaus. And I'd really like to recognize any members here in the audience who are part of the Transformation Grant, the HEART Coalition, or the Framework for a Thriving Stanislaus. Please stand.
All right.
I want one member to stand again. Phoebe Leung, please stand up. This is personal. I just want to salute you for your many years as our champion, and even in your retirement, you've continued to advise us and exhort us, and we just appreciate you, Phoebe. Thanks so much. Next slide, please. So, health begins where we work, and I think your board is aware of the campaign, the Healthy HSA campaign that we've had for some years, but last year, our partners at CSA adopted the Healthy Workplace Initiative. So we have projects with Worksite Wellness, we have farmers markets, and additional county departments are seeking to join us in this regard. Next slide, please. Health begins where we live, and you've seen it on our buses. There are faith-based initiatives. I had the experience of speaking to the Westside a health initiative a couple of years ago as regards your work there. And we also want to applaud the work of our Shadow Chase Running Club in the work that they've been doing with teens and their upcoming marathon. Next, please. Health begins where we learn. And our school system has been doing some wonderful, marvelous things in terms of work on safe routes and school farms and stands. And I know this board is aware of the work that the County Office of Education has been doing as regards answering the governor's challenge with the Fit for the Future, and they actually have received a citation for that work. Next, please. Health begins where people play. And we notice here the work in our parks and the works in our program, in our school system as regards the Walk It Out program. Next slide, please. One of the major initiatives that got us started some years ago was a grant from Kaiser Permanente in the West Modesto area, and we have used that work really as a building block for this successful initiative. Next, please. Okay, time for confetti. Drum roll. This is a phenomenal achievement, and I am just so proud of our cities, their mayors, their councils, who over the past 4 years have adopted Heal City's resolutions. And with the completion of this project, and if you so move this morning, we can become the first county in California to become a Heal County. Applause, applause. Next slide, please. So at this time, we would like to request the board's approval to adopt the resolution, the Heal resolution for Stanislaus County. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Walker, and Mr. Risen. I just wanted to thank Dr. Walker and all our community partners in this effort. This really is a team effort if we're going to make this happen. I also wanted to acknowledge the minute our chairman became chair this year, he was in my office and saying, this is a priority. I'd like to see this resolution before the board. Chairman, you've been a very strong advocate and champion. I know you're involved in the Westside Healthcare Advisory Group, so I wanted to acknowledge your efforts and thank you for bringing this before the board today.
Okay. I have one request to speak today from the director of the Healthy Living and Active Living Campaign, Healthy Eating and Active Living Campaign, Mr. Kanat Tabur.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors, staff, and members of the community. It's a great honor to be here. My name is Kanat Tibet. I represent the Healthy Eating, Active Living Cities campaign funded by Kaiser. We just entered our seventh year, and as of today, we have 170 cities from across the state who joined the campaign with Heal Cities resolutions committing to adopting policies to change the food and activity environment for their communities, but you are the first county where all the cities are already in the campaign. So your vision, dedication to making your community healthy is commendable, and also I need to announce that Stanislaus County is the first county where we have a school district also who joined the campaign. That's Siri School District. And the efforts, the cooperation that's happening here is setting the stage and the bar for the rest of the state. And I just wanted to thank you so much for your efforts, and we're looking forward to continuing working with you. Thank you.
And thank you for coming here today. I believe you're from the north.
So, okay, well, this has been an important issue for me. I'm going to start to make my comments on this. You know, I've worked on the West Side, my district, with the West Side Healthcare Task Force, and it's a coalition of municipal governments and three cities, two healthcare districts, the business community, and medical professionals. There's Doctors Hospital, Sutter Gould, and Emmanuel. And we all work together on issues of public health and exercise, eating, proper foods. And we've worked now with the school districts who have joined our board of directors too. And I feel this is the emphasis we, as a municipal government, really should look at the health of the children in the schools. There's about 40% of them now that's overweight. And the statistics that I've seen, 5th, 7th, and 9th grade is where they did the sampling. And there was a little better than 40% just in Stanislaus County. And Merced County is no better. So as a public policy issue, I think it's important that we recognize the problem of the childhood obesity and the people not getting exercise, not eating the right foods. And so we can do things in our communities that might help a little bit. Besides the education, I think a special emphasis needs to be done in schools. But things like providing bike lanes and new developments and safe routes to school to promote the walking, exercise the equipment in the parks, you know, just playground equipment, so they just don't sit on the grass. They have something to use their muscles and be active with. So there's a lot we can do as municipal governments, and we just should recognize that this is a problem. It's not just a problem in Stanislaus County, it's a problem nationally. And so I see the list of all 9 cities in Stanislaus County. I was got Newman to do it, and I also went to Augustine City Council and made the presentation myself, and they adopted it about 2 months ago, something like that. So as an issue, I think that this is an important one. Urge the board to pass this today. Anybody else would like to make a comment?
Just want to congratulate the entire team, but really congratulate Dr. Walker on his leadership. So thank you very much, sir.
We'll just all echo those sentiments.
I do want to share with this board an encouraging development. Last week, Dr. Frieden, the head of the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, held a news conference in which he announced that for the first time in a decade, our preschoolers have a lower percentage of overweight children. So it takes a while in these initiatives. It takes patience. It takes dedication. And we're starting to see some improvement.
Okay. No other comments? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion's carried unanimously. I do have a certificate from the board, Dr. Walker, if you'd like to present this to you.
Esmeralda is going to announce our acceptors.
So it is a great pleasure to introduce our two partners, Lourdes Perez from Ceres Partnership for Healthy Children, and also from Ceres Unified School Board member, and our leadership team member as well, Lucille Huerta Camara. She is the chair of the Stanislaus County Heart Coalition and Sutter Gould Medical Foundation Community Health Education Manager.
Hey, pleasure to have you here. Lourdes, I've worked with you before on this project, and thank you and our speaker at the last healthcare task force meeting. Lourdes is also a school board member in Ceres, very active. We're on the same page on this. I don't know if we have other disagreements, but certainly not the board. So I appreciate all the work that you've done, also coming down here today and supporting this. It's hard to believe that we're the first county in California is doing this. The cities have jumped on board with this, and it is, you know, an important policy issue. I think a special emphasis needs to be done on school children, but you know, the municipal governments and the county is responsible for a healthy community. That's one of our directives, to have a healthy community. So we all recognize that the problem in dealing with this is important to this board and myself. And there is, you know, more than just that. There's a dollars and cents component to this, too. That, you know, if you're in ill health, overweight, you're going to have very much increased risk of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and stroke, which has a, you know, an economic cost to the county. Not that everything should be dollars and cents, but, you know, as policy director, if we can do something about that, everybody is better off. So I'm going to present this to you, but I want to give you the last word. I usually like to have it. Is this better? I think it needs to do two.
Okay, Lourdes, oh yeah, that's working a lot better now. So. Okay.
Supervisor DeMartini, I would like to thank you and all the board members on behalf of the Community Transformation Grant Leadership Team for supporting our efforts in creating a healthy community in Stanislaus County. Thank you.
And I also like to echo those same words from Lourdes. And on behalf of the CTG Heart Coalition, I would like to, again, thank the board for their support in helping our residents have a healthier and safe place to live and work and play. Thank you for that.
Okay, then just lead the, I'll read you the resolution there. There's other recitals in there that I think we've went over, but now, therefore, be it resolved that the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors, in support of healthy eating, active living, does hereby proclaim March 2014 as a National Nutrition Month in Stanislaus County. So thank you for everything you've done. I think we're, this is not the end. We're just making the start here. This is a great start. And I won't be satisfied till all 58 counties in California adopt this resolution.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now move to agenda item B8. Mr. Risen?
Yes, Chairman, thank you. In light of Supervisor Chiesa's absence today out on county business and the need for a 4/5 vote, staff would request that we present this report before the full board and would like to ask for a continuance until next Tuesday.
We don't have to vote on that.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, we will continue it for next week. Hopefully we'll have all five of us there. Okay, we will now move to correspondence.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? Okay, so legislative and fiscal management report, Mr. Risen.
No report today.
Okay, we will now adjourn to closed session, Mr. Doreen.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session. First, to have conference with labor negotiator. The agency negotiators are Stan Risen, Nancy Bronstein, and Jody Hayes. The labor organizations are those listed on the agenda, and this will be held pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Additionally, we'll have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation involving one case, Irina Engert et al. Versus Stanislaus County et al., United States District Court, Eastern District of California, case number 1:13CV00126 LJOBAM. This is held pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1. We do not expect to report out on any of these matters.
Thank you. This meeting stands adjourned.